Now, a place where you check out books?
Library, but we didn't have no library at school. We had a study hall and all such that, but we didn't have no library.
Okay. The place where you would go to see a play or a movie?
Well, occasionally, it wasn't no real theater, but it would some come into Clinton, you know, we'd go there to see a movie occasionally. But not two of them. I remember the first one I ever seen. I got scared almost. I'd run out. It looked like the train was going to run over. But, and then as far as entertainment, they had school. They would have concerts and things, you know, at the schoolhouse. That's where we
Did you ever see a movie? When was the last movie you saw? Do you remember?
I haven't been to a movie except on television, and I don't know when.
You went 5 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
This says 4 miles.
Well, look, cut the thing off, man. I want to ask you one thing. Cut it off.
Maybe a little overweight, but, you know, they say.
Well, squatty. He's a big, heavy-set man. That's what you call him. Heavy-set man. Yeah, that's right.
Stout.
Yeah. Strong. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But you were telling me about going to the... What would you call the woman who was in the movie? A man,
star?
A man was an actor, a woman was a
star.
Now, if there were two streets crossing, and you had to get across the street, instead of going from corner to corner, you went what way? You'd say you went, well...
Across at this corner? I don't know, just...
If there was a vacant lot, say, on the corner of a street, and instead of going around the corner, you cut through
the vacant lot.
You say you went what way?
I don't know.
Walking. Well, would you ever say catty corner?
Oh, yeah, went catty corner through this vacant lot, something like that. Yeah, you could, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you, a long time ago, in Baton Rouge, they used to have what for transportation? What did you ride?
Street car. That's what you used to. I've been to Baton Rouge when the third street was a muddy boggy that could be. The only way you could go was on streetcars in the wintertime. Yeah.
And,
You ever seen, you ever rode on a streetcar?
I've rode on in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I rode on in New Orleans.
They don't have them. Do them now then.
Well, in New Orleans? Sure.
No,
it's St. Charles streetcar in New Orleans. It's the only one left.
Well, I don't think there's any in Baton Rouge. I'm pretty sure they use buses. It's no streetcar in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I agree. That's right. Now, you tell the bus driver...
Where you want to get off.
Yeah, okay.
There's a streetcar conductor, too. You get on that, tell them where the police want to get off.
The police in town are supposed to maintain...
Peace and order. That's what it is.
Law.
Law and order, yeah.
Okay. And what did they call the war? Well, you called it the Civil War, but did you ever hear your father or mother give other names for it?
Well, between the states, I've heard them say that. Yeah.
But now, a long time ago, before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
Did you ever see them? That happen?
No, and I don't want to.
Somebody was telling me about a man over there who did that. Took his belt out and...
Oh, yeah. Who told you that?
Grover.
Yeah, that sure did. They had him in jail. He was from a good family.
That's right, and he was a sorry man, though,
wasn't he? Alcoholic. Been in penitentiary all his life, but from a good family. Good family. But the reason why he would go in the penitentiary, he'd get out a whiskey, and he'd pour checks, you know, to get whiskey and such as that, and then he finally daddy. Did daddy live over not to, well, you do well, people own well, a lot of land and so forth. But his daddy just said, got tired of making those checks good, and said, well, we will know where he is. And he spent his life in the penitentiary. Get out and do the same thing. Oh, he would break in a saloon, rob it, and go.
Mm-hmm.